For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe. Fancy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast and the Believe Podcast Network presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. Muggsy is with me. Muggsy, how you doing?
What's up, partner? How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well. Cheers to you. Cheers to you. It's a beautiful day in Charlotte, you know?
Gorgeous day in Charlotte today.
It feels so good. I got a freshly shaven head once again. It feels good to get the sunlight on it.
I like it. You feel
all the universe has to give with the bare skull. So it feels good.
Yeah, you got your Queen City sexy going.
Hey, man. You got to do what you can, you know?
I hate you.
Also have my second vaccine later this week, so I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what that's going to do to me, but I'm excited to get it done and hopefully be able to enjoy some normalcy once again. Very much looking forward to that.
At least a little peace of mind.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah. So today we have some interesting stuff to get into as we're recording. Disclaimer. The Hornets are on a two-game winning streak. We're recording this before the Hornets take on the Bucks on Tuesday night. So things are going pretty well for the Hornets right now. Obviously, sitting in eighth place, two wins from sixth place. Like, the East is still very tight. So with 12 games remaining in the season, you know, including the Bucks game, I think things are looking pretty promising for the Hornets. Just kind of taking like a step back, you know, with the guys expected to return. So we're going to talk about all that stuff in this episode. So hope you enjoy. Sit back, relax. We're going to get into all things Hornets here.
There you go.
So, Muggsy, I want to start with Kemba because he's back. Well, he was back in Charlotte for the Celtics game. And I don't know about you, but it's still very weird seeing him in a Celtics jersey, especially playing in this building. What's it like for you, just kind of as an outsider and an insider, watching Kemba Walker play for a different team, and then how he's kind of getting on post Hornets?
Well, I look at it two ways. You know, as a fan, you know, it's kind of hard, as you mentioned, to see Kemba, you know, wearing another uniform. You know, when they kind of supported him and rooted for him for so long here, and what he meant to the organization as well as the community. I mean, you just felt, you know, connected and really promising that, you know, we possibly one day could be in a good situation with him leading at the helms. But things change. And then my other playing side, you know, understand this is the business of it. You know, this is the business aspect of it, where players, you know, come to a point where the organization have to make a decision and you got to move on. But it was just good to see him in the building, see him playing healthy, I should say, as he was early on in the year. He was kind of lifting around, you know, early on. But he seemed healthy. You know, I think he wound up with 20 points. He had a decent showing, but, you know, you got to give credit to them Hornets. Them Hornets really showed out, and everybody on the floor really, you know, had success. And I think I believe the entire starting five was in double figures. So, that was impressive. That lets you know the basketball was moving.
And now a word from one of our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. It's a great time to be outside right now, and that's why we're so excited about Monster Bass. Monster Bass is the fun and affordable way to get the best new baits from the fishing industry's top brands delivered to your door every month. It's a premium subscription fishing company that handpicks the best baits based on where you live and fish. No more guessing on which baits are going to work. Just leave it to the pros at Monster Bass. Basically, it's like having your own personal fishing guide, and it's changing the way bass fishermen shop for baits. They're quickly becoming the number one fishing brand for anglers everywhere. They've got the best baits from the best brands, and you're covered by the industry's best customer service. So if you want to catch bigger bass this season, head over to monsterbass.com and use the code MUGSY10. That's Mugsy and the number 10 to get $10 off your first box. Sign up for Monster Bass now. Yeah, so to your point about just Kemba and him, like his like aura and just value here, he went, like, was it the third quarter? I forget the exact quarter, forgive me, but he went to contest a Terry Rozier three-pointer. And Kemba meant to leave his feet, didn't. He like kind of pulled up, held his hip, and ran immediately to the locker room. So it was like really scary. Like the non-contact injuries are always like, whoa, something really bad happened. And I saw on Twitter, apologies, I forgot. I don't know if it was Rod or Rick Bunnell that tweeted it, but Kemba even had the Hornets doctors checking on him. Like everyone loves Kemba and wants him to succeed even though he plays for a different franchise, which is really like endearing, you know? And that speaks to, I think, his character and contribution to the team as well as his value and how much people respect him.
Yeah, that was a scary moment, right? Yeah, like you said, you know, he came in healthy and, mm-hmm. and Sam had to leave like that. I mean, it always, you know, scary, especially seeing him, you know, once upon a time, had to leave the floor when he was with the Hornets. So, you know, it's always scary when a player have to, you know, leave the floor. But again, he's always going to be loved here in Charlotte. Everybody always going to still have a special place in their heart for Kemba because what he, again, what he meant to the organization, but more importantly, what he meant to the community. But he was all over the community. The kids really loved him. Folks in the organization who dealt with him, who has relationship with him, still enjoyed him. And I'm quite sure he still come back to the city during the summertime in some capacity. So he always would be welcome here. He knows that.
Yeah. And, you know, thankfully he was able to come back on the court and continue to play, which is great to see with like really no signs of him being hurt, which is really, really great to see. But yeah, like you mentioned before, the Hornets got busy against the Celtics that game. You know, everyone was clicking. It was a lot of fun. The rim was wide open. Like buckets were sinking in left and right. Cody Martin had a double-double. PJ had a double-double. Terry had a double-double. I think Devontae did at one point. I think they lost. I took an assist away from him at some point during the game because he had 9 assists on the day. It was just like it was a really fun game to watch. It was an interesting game. It was 1 p.m. on a Sunday. I'm a fan of the day games. I like it.
Half of players.
Yeah, I was going to ask. Yeah, so making that
especially the players that's on the road.
Yeah, so like how's that throw off your routine as a player going from the standard like 7, 8 p.m. to like that afternoon game?
Well, you are professional, so you should be able to adjust. But, you know, any job, when you normally go in at a certain time and you got to go in a little earlier, especially when you got to use a lot of energy in your job, that can kind of, you know, take some time to get going. And the home team can really take advantage of it. I don't know if that was the case with the Celtics, but the Hornets, they felt like, you know, this is their moment. Guys was out. Everybody needed to contribute. Knowing that possibly we'll have guys returning. But, you know, they wasn't looking ahead. They was just in the moment at the time. And I think Coach JB, you got to take a lot of credit for having the guys prepared and well enough to go out there and pull off a win.
Yeah, so that was a very important win for obvious reasons. The Hornets were coming off a losing streak. They just beat the Cavs, finally beat the Cavs.
Yes.
that Friday before in a tightly fought game. And so, you know, Hornets riding a little high, you know, two-game winning streak, things you love to see. Hopefully they can continue things tonight. You'll know as you're listening what happened. We don't know yet as we're recording.
Right.
But James Borrego made some changes to the starting five. He's with all the injuries he has had to get creative, try different lineups, different matchups. We saw Vernon Carey get some run in the starting lineup, starting basically from the Nets game to the first time we saw was Nets. He got to start against the Blazers and the Knicks. And I don't know, did he start against the Bulls? He might have started against the Bulls. but
he could have. I can't recall if he started against the Bulls. I think he did.
Yeah, I think he did too.
I think he did.
Because what we've been seeing, you know, he had that excellent kind of start against the Nets. The Nets weren't respecting his jumper, and he made him pay for it, to his credit. And then he ran into some foul trouble in the following games. And then we would see him start and then not really, when he didn't have foul trouble, not really get involved post like the first few minutes of the game, especially with PJ coming off of his injury. Brego's bringing him in kind of slowly off the bench, and PJ's been playing very well, to his credit. And so this is something you're just going to have, right? Like, PJ was the starter. He's coming off an injury. Vernon got some his opportunity. Vernon's really young. I'm sure he'll get another opportunity later on. But what do you make of the lineup changes? Because we saw, we went from a five of Terry, Devontae, Jalen McDaniels, Bridges, and Vernon Carey to a lineup with Terry, Devontae, Cody Martin, and PJ and Miles starting together at the same time.
Well, that's as a coach that has a pulse on this team. He understand, you know, when to pull that trigger and what works and what doesn't. And when guys went down, you got to get creative. You got to have guys ready on both sides. I mean, starters as well as guys on the bench. And him having that understanding, knowing that PJ was coming off an injury, giving Vernon an opportunity, which would build his confidence up. And at the same time, knowing PJ would be able to come in at his pace and play the bulk of the minutes and bring him along slowly, stop rushing him, you know, especially during that, coming off that injury. And then it just played itself out. You know, he understood that after those couple games, you know, PJ was more healthy, more fit, and decided that, hey, this is the time to pull the trigger and go with, bring a PJ in, and then go with a Cody Martin. And that allowed, you know, that small ball, I should say, to prevail. Just look at what topped it off with T. Rozier just getting that slam dunk coming down the middle against the Celtics. You know, that was the icing on the cake. Normally it's Miles on that end, but it was good to see T. Rozier, you know, get that on his former team, because that's what it was. You know, him and Kim pretty much basically swapped. And for him to come and put on that type of performance, I know he was pleased.
Yeah, you could see the emotion. Like, everybody was fired up. Oh, I forgot the play. I swear, I think it was a PJ block that just went the other way. And I think Eric Collins was like, yo, PJ was about to lose his mind if that call went his way. Like, everyone was at 11 that entire Celtics game, which was, so, as a fan, super fun to watch, A. Also really great to watch from a fan point of view, because the Bally Sports feed, which is interesting too, because that was a national TV game, mind you, on ESPN. If you're in the North Carolina area, you had the choice to watch the ESPN broadcast or the Bally Sports broadcast. I stuck with Eric Collins and Del Curry. I support the local guys, you know?
Yes, yes.
And it's not the same. No disrespect to Richard Jefferson and like those ESPN guys, but like I want to hear our guys talk about our players. And it was really fun. It was really great to watch that feed and like listen to Eric get in his bag.
You know, I guess, you know, he lets it out. He just brings a little more excitement to the game by doing it, as well as Dell, you know, being very analytic about the game, you know, understanding what goes on, you know. So hearing those two, I really enjoy. But you're right, man. That situation would have went PJ's way. I mean, it would erupt. You know how many people was in the stand that night? It would probably felt like 25,000. You know, because that's how bad. But you know, we always have this way when we see the Celtics. You know, that's just something the Hornets does when we see Celtics uniforms. You know, we seem to prevail during those moments.
Yeah, it was really great, really great. So I hope they can continue the momentum into the remainder of the season. There is only 12 games left. The reinforcements are coming in, but we mentioned it last week. But I just want to show some more love to Miles Bridges, because this guy, I mentioned last week, he's been the Iron Man. He's played in every single game this season, which has been really crucial because of all the injury issues we've had. And he's been asked to do everything from being a bench, like coming off the bench, just to the starting lineup. And he's been getting it done. And his numbers don't really like represent, I think, his contribution, because his level of energy for a guy that's played in every single game is off the charts. Like his the effort and intensity he's being asked to defend, like Jason Tatum, like he's after it. And in his last 12 games, mind you, so on the season, he's shooting 50% from the floor, 40% mm-hmm. from three, and 85% from the free throw line. Like immaculate mm-hmm. stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And he's in the last 12 games where he's been asked to start, 19.4 points per game, mm-hmm. 0.8 blocks, 0.8 steals, 2.4 assists, 7.2 rebounds, and then still maintaining that level of efficiency, 80% from the free throw line, 46% from three, 52% from the field. You know, that's 12 mm-hmm. games, playing 36 minutes per game. Guy is after it. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Miles in his third year. He's continuing to get better. And makes me really excited to see how he fits in when everybody's back, when the team is like fully back and at full strength. Miles is going to be, I think, is going to really thrive having all these other options on the floor with him. Like, I'm really excited for it.
Yeah. I mean, this really benefited Miles. I mean, normally that's what it takes 3 years for an NBA player to really understand what your capabilities are, especially when you get in the minutes and you've seen it more times than none. And that's what he's done. He's seen it. I mean, you can see the development. He's versatile now. He go left, he can go right.
Yeah.
You don't know which way he's going. He added a jump shot into his arsenal. I mean, so he's able to now let the game slow down for him as well. I mean, he sees it. He knows when to take the guy off the dribble. He knows when to shoot the shot. And he just understands the game right now. And the minutes allow him to really be so productive. And with the guys being out, he's been called upon. So then he understands that type of responsibilities and he's leading the charge. And I think the other guys are really following. And that's what I'm also loving in terms of his maturation, his growth. And as you alluded to, when the other guys come back, with Melo, the Haywood and the Malik, I'm up and the whole crew together, you know, I believe that he will continue that. You know, he's just going to add on and let these guys now come in and understand, you know, we have a lot to where we can kind of scale out of teams with the confidence that I have right now. You know, sky's the limit for the Hornets, and you know, not knowing that they could just get to a playoff, but actually be successful, you know, winning a series.
Yeah, things are looking pretty great. Like we're nearing the end of, like we're approaching the light at the end of the tunnel, basically, is what I'm trying to say. And it's really mm-hmm. great to see. And also, kind of in retrospect, I didn't really appreciate it at the time, but when I went to the Raptors game, the first game back with like fans, you know, they had the 3,000 mm-hmm. fans. The first they had the frontline workers in, and then they had the 3,000 fans in. And I was there, and Bridges was the one to give the speech to the fans, the welcome back speech. And it was great to hear and see it in the moment. And I'm really, looking back now, I'm really glad it was him that was making that speech, because you could tell, like, it really meant a lot to him. And I think he's really thriving in an environment where fans are back in the building. Like, I give him like 99% of the credit, like whatever that number is of like the fans being in the building. Like, I hope that's having a positive effect on his contributions as well, because it seemed to really mean a lot to him to have fans back in, especially when more is being asked of him. And he's crushing it. I'm so happy he's part of the franchise, and I'm really glad that the Hornets are stuck with him and continue to develop with him. You know, like, we see lottery picks come in all the time. They be flipped for other assets. They can be just lose their spot because of free agency, like new guys coming in and get relegated to the bench. The Hornets as a whole, with Monk, Bridges, Devontae, we've seen it with the Martin twins, are really doing, like, really showing out in their ability to draft or make trades for guys on draft day, watching them develop. And we're seeing the benefits of it during these, like, kind of quote-unquote downtimes with the injuries we're having. Like, it's really reassuring to the fans, you know? I like it. I'm very pleased with what Kupchak and MJ have pulled off here.
Yeah, they're doing an excellent job. And then, you know, the highlight reel that Miles displayed doesn't hurt either.
Yeah.
You know, helps it for the fans that want to come and see it live. And, you know, Stephen A. Smith, you know, called him the best dunker, for this time of the year. He's the guy. You know, every time you want to turn on ESPN in terms of the dunk situation. So Miles, you know, he's really, like I said, he's really benefiting from the guys being out, and he's using his voice. He's also become a vocal leader, so to speak. And those guys need as many leaders as you can, and not just one voice in that locker room. It's now there's multiple buses, and that's what they need going forward. And again, credit to the front office for understanding the type of players and the characters that they drafted, because now you can see the culture and you can see the fruits of the labor. Show its face, and you love it when you have young guys grow, understand the growth and the process, and now seeing it to what it is. And I'm happy for the front office and the organization. MJ and Mitch Kupchak, they've done an excellent job.
Yes, and they've been crushing it lately. And so looking at ahead here, we're expecting some news, some definitive news on LaMelo and Malik. Now, LaMelo and Malik are training individually. They're not clear to practice and with like team
contact
activities. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, which is good. Mm-hmm. We're speaking of approaching the finish line. We're getting to the finish line with those guys. So, LaMelo coming back into the mix and Malik especially coming back into the mix, because as good as the next man up Hornets have been, when you do next man up, it leaves the bench a little weaker,
depleted, right? Yeah.
And so Malik coming in, a guy that could start being a bench player, like a sixth, seventh man, is going to be a huge addition. And then you're talking LaMelo, a kid, he's a guy that could come in and really create and hit an open bucket when needed. This is
looking good. So, again,
we're kind of looking at this weekend tentatively. Those games would be the Pistons, Heat, Pistons again, Bulls would be the next four games with those guys back healthy. Mm-hmm. What we know now is the case. So what do you expect to see, assuming we get LaMelo and Malik back for May 1st, basically onwards? What do you expect their impact to be on the team?
Well, the impact will be tremendous. It'll be definitely an upside for the team. Last week I was kind of concerned about Melo coming back so soon, but seeing some video of him and just seeing him out there dribbling a basketball and looking, of course it wasn't his legs or anything, still looking healthy, but just seeing the active and the motion that he was kind of using to trust the rest, you can see him, possibly returning really soon, and with Malik as well. So that will be a huge addition for the organization, for the team, a big boost, I should say, especially going down the stretch, knowing that you one game ahead of Indiana right on your tails. And, believe it or not, the Wizards are making some noise.
Yes.
And you want to try to, hopefully you can avoid the play-in.
Yeah.
You can jump back up to that sixth spot. But like I said, the stretch, going down the stretch these last 11 or 12 games that's remaining, it's going to be crucial. It's going to determine what they're going to face in terms of if they're going to have to play in or, they're sitting at the eighth spot and they only got to win one game.
Every time the Hornets, or not the Hornets, the Valley Sports or whoever's broadcasting the game shows the Hornets bench, you see them. You guys can't see this as I'm doing the hand motion I'm doing, but LaMelo's working his wrist at all times. He's doing some type of physical therapy at all points during the game. Sometimes he'll catch
him
between his legs just to stay active, keep the blood flowing. And it's oh man, we're getting there. And then Monk, he's the biggest cheerleader on the team. He's so engaged. He wants to get back out there and get involved again. So I'm psyched. As far as, these guys have been a part of the team. They have chemistry with the other players already. So I don't imagine there'll be any, I'm doing air quotes right now, risk of throwing off chemistry, because that chemistry already exists. So you're kind of picking up right where you left off, right?
Right. Yeah, the chemistry will be there. It's just a matter of the condition, how well condition-wise those guys will be in, because you never can simulate game situation. So hopefully that they have win. The skill set is still there. And that they could come in and kind of, add to what the Hornets are doing right now. Because believe it or not, I didn't think they was going to hold serve when all those guys went down. But they actually did. They played some really stellar basketball. They kept them in this position. And now knowing that these, DeMelo and Malik is possibly could be returning, quite sure these guys are excited. And they know that they're going to need help on that stretch.
Yeah, the Hornets have a really great chance to make their own destiny. They have a game against the Celtics left. They have a game against the Heat, game against the Bulls. They can really mix in the Knicks. as well in the remaining game, plus two games against the Pistons, which I'm regret saying this, should be favorable. You know, they're 19-43 on the year. They should win those games, but you never know.
Even though they play hard. Detroit plays hard.
Yeah. Even a game against the Magic, you know, and then you mentioned the Wizards, a team I'm very afraid of. Like, I'm very afraid of that Wizards team. I don't know where they'll end up when it's all said and done. You know, they're a 10 seed right now. If they somehow become an 8 seed, they're going to give whoever they match up with in the first round, the Wizards, they're going to give them a tough time. Like, that's not a favorable matchup for as good as the Nets and Sixers are. Like, I don't think they'll be psyched to play the Wizards in the first round.
No. They're trying to get to that play-in.
Yeah.
You know? Trying to put themselves at least in that position where they have an opportunity to try to get in that playoff. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And then hopefully in the next week or two, we'll get some solidified information on Gordon Hayward. You saw him on the bench in a walk-in boot. So he may be a little further out. Well, not maybe. He is further out as far as recovery goes. But he's another guy you don't want to rush back considering his injury history. And you don't want to risk like aggravating that or prolonging it because he's a crucial piece of the team. He's the second leading scorer in the first half of the All-Star or the first half of the season before the All-Star break. So I'm excited to get him back in the mix as well.
Yeah. But you know, once your foot in that boot, you know, coming out of that boot is going to take some time to even strengthen it. So, you know, I know they're cautious and they're going to take their time knowing when it's the right time to bring him back.
Yeah. So it remains to be seen. A lot of exciting basketball left. A lot of exciting basketball. And with the play, like it ratchets it up immediately.
It does.
Come on, Hornets. As a Hornets fan, I want nothing to do with the play-in. I want nothing to do with it.
As an
NBA fan, I'm excited for it. But as a Hornets fan, I don't want my team in it. I'm excited to watch it. I just would rather watch the Heat, the Pacers, and the Wizards in it versus the Hornets in it. Just like get the 6 seed, be cool.
And want that shirt. Yeah. Want that insurance. But you know, again, it is what it is. And you know, like you said, they're in control of their own destiny, so they can put themselves back in that situation where they didn't got to worry about the play-in. But if not, I'm quite sure they're ready for whatever the situation may be and be happy, you know, that they're in the hunt and they're in a conversation, you know, talking playoff basketball.
Oh, yeah. Let's get after it. I'm so psyched. We're the home stretch here, and every game matters here on out. It's exciting. It's really exciting.
Yes.
All right. So I think that's everything from the week to cover. Is there anything else we're missing that we should get into before we dip out of here?
What else is happening? We talked about a little Space Jam already. Possibly coming up. So what else is that? You know, of course we always talk about the Muggsy Bogues up and coming golf event on August the 30th, you know, at Piper Glen.
Nice.
You know, the Muggsy Bogues Family Foundation, you can always go there and or you can go, you know, to my website and, you know, my link is there, you know, go to my bio. So you can find it that way and be a sponsor, you know, come and be a sponsor of the third annual Muggsy Bogues Golf in at Piper Glen.
Nice. Nice. Yeah, go check it out. Can you give the website again, the URL?
Is you can go to the Bogues Family Foundation and .org and find it, or you can go to my bio and the link is there.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate your time and everyone out there listening. You've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. We'll see you next week.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.